Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, you guys? We're live in Lubbock, Texas. It's the Southwest Mariners versus the Lubbock A's. And right now we do have on the mound for the Mariners, Mason. And what's his number? I can't see it.
Seven.
Number seven, Mason. And the lineup that we do have for the Mariners, we do have number 10, Casey, batting two-hole, number 16, JJ, three-hole, Jacob, four-hole, number 9, Z, batting fifth-hole, number 21, Spencer, batting six-hole is 15, Cotton, batting seven-hole is number 4, Isaac. After him, batting eight-hole is Jason, batting ninth-hole is number 12, Will, and 10, we have B. And we also have number 7, Mason. It's a great day here in the LBK. We got a little breeze going on. Little breeze. And as I believe, this is supposed to be a tight-knit game here. If the Mariners win, they will be in third place. It feels like it's about 70 degrees here in the LBK. Let's give a shout out to the referees. It's 94 degrees, to be exact. Ooh-wee, 94 degrees. You guys doing all right? All right. You know what? I didn't know they got him running the board. Batting lead off for the A's. Number 4, Miguel. We have a lefty coming up. Mariners are the home team. Pitch number 1. Strike 1. On the mound for the Mariners. Number 7, Mason, starts off the game with a strike. Mariners do have on gray pants, gray shirts. Looks like they have on a navy blues cap with the Mariners colors cap. Oh, strike 2. Mason starts off. 0-2. How's it going, man? All right. Was that a ball? All right. That was a ball right there.
Facebook on the link. Make sure you can hear us. Hear me?
Here comes the pitch. The count is 1-2. Ball 2. Mason started off with 2 strikes and come up with 2 straight balls. If I'm the batter here, I'm thinking I'm getting my pitch. Throw it anywhere in my kitchen. I'm sending it fishing. Pitch. Strike 3.
I get too loud, man.
Mason with the strikeout. That's out number 1 for the Southwest Mariners. Batting right now for the Lubbock A's is number 17, Jordan, and he looks like he's ready to G-O. Mason's coming in the stretch. There is the pitch. Oh, high and tight. High and tight. Jordan didn't seem like he was a little afraid. Came at his head a little bit. Mason is pitching out of the stretch for this game. Usually the people that pitch out of the stretch are usually the tough ones, the gunners. There goes a strike right over the middle of the plate. Seem to be moving in just a little bit. Shortstop and second base and first and third is all on the same level. There goes the pitch by Mason. There goes another strike. The count is 1-2. We have 1 out. It's a great sunny day here in the LBK, 94 degrees. Lubbock A's are in yellow shirts and white pants. Mariners are in gray on gray, gray on gray on gray. We have another strike. Mason starts out with 2 strikeouts. He's thrown apparently, I believe, 5 balls. And that strikeouts, that means that's 6 strikes, right? So I don't think he's threw that many balls. So that's 2 up, 2 down. Coming up to the plate is number 21, Gatica. and she is a female getting ready to bat in three hole. That means she's one of the strongest on the team. We got the right fielder moving back a little bit. Second base moving closer to first. Mason's in the stretch. Here goes the pitch. Side, low and outside. 0-1. I mean, 1-0. Yeah, that's right. First is the balls, then it's the strikes. Here's Mason. There goes the pitch. Low and outside again. As you can see, he may have done some research. Number 21, Gatika, is a three-hole. You usually want to stay out of the chicken zone. The chicken zone, I call the inside part of the plate, because, woo, she might send that ball over there to the lake. Let's see what we're going to do. There goes the pitch. Low and outside again. 3-0. If I'm that batter right now, what I'm thinking, I'm taking my next pitch. I'm going to take this pitch, take it until I get a strike. And here's Mason in the stretch again. There goes the pitch. Strike one. Count is 3-1. If I'm the batter right here, I'm still thinking, you know, take a pitch if it's not my favorite pitch. Oh! Foul ball to the first base baseline over there to the first base dugout. Second baseman for the Mariners chasing it down, which is Jacob. Okay, like I'm talking, they got their music stuck in my head. Goes Mason coming in the stretch. The count is 3-1. Oh, low and outside again. That is a walk. We have a first batter on base, first runner on base for the A's, which is 21 Gatika. Coming up as a cleanup hitter, number 8, Emily. Can they steal bases in this age limit? Ooh, that is Gatika gonna steal. Here goes Mason, run on first base. There goes the pitch. Oh, high and tight. He did swing. The catcher throws it. Oh, the first baseman misses it. And that is JJ, the catcher, trying to get the runner on first base. I see him being aggressive here. Aggressive. Beep, beep. Aggressive, A-double-G-R-E-double-S-I-D-E, be aggressive. Here goes Mason in the stretch. The Gatika's on first. Oh, low and outside, and she's trying to go. Oh, JJ is not going to try again right there. And we got a nice little breeze out here in the LBK. The flags is floating, I say swinging. Oh, he hits it right back to the pitcher. Oh, he's on the ground. Oh, he throws a ground ball, and he gets the out. That was made. The ball went straight back to Mason. He makes a dramatic play over to first base and gets an out. That's going to be the bottom of the first inning. And that's what you call 4 up, 3 down. They almost went 3 and out. 3 up and 3 down. Well, 3 and out is kind of like football. Yeah. We're live here in Lubbock, Texas. This is a very important game for the Southwest Mariners. If they do win this game, they will knock out. Well, they will inch up to number 3, but that will make the A's drop down a little bit. 1. But they're currently number 2. He was explaining that. Y'all can check out our Facebook, too. It's called Soar. And what was your name, man?
Nick.
I'm Pete. Pete the Pete. You ever listen to 104 Down the Beat? No. Yeah, I'm the number one on that personality around here. 09 the Beat. It's Pete the Pete. Yes, you can catch me on 104 Down the Beat Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. Well, I've been number one for the past 3 years. The book just ended, but you don't know how that can go. All right, Jitchin, we do got good ticket for the Lubbock A's. She might be the best player on their team. and she got an arm. There was a TV show about this girl picture. I cannot remember that show, but it was actually really good. She got drafted. Did you see that show? You know?
The real girl
picture. Is it, was she real? Really? You don't, you know where she's from? Oh, wow. Oh, now that's cool right there. Oh, yes. Totally. Man, I can't hit a softball to save my life. And I played baseball my whole life. My whole life. Yeah. All righty. The A's is taking the field. They're warming up. It's the bottom of the first here in Lubbock, Texas. Leading all for the Mariners is number 10, Casey, who's playing third base. Ooh, the catcher looks like he got a pretty big arm from behind the plate. Catching is number 4, Miguel, for the A's, and who's the leadoff batter. That's actually what I played. Catcher and the lead off. I was telling my wife, I was like, that's one position I wish I would have stayed in right there. But my high school coach was like, nah, I'm going to put you in the outfield. And then put me a shortstop. I was like, come on, man. We got ball one. Oh, Monet Davis. She was born in 2001. She was one of two girls playing two. Oh, I do remember her. Yes, played in the World Series. Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. That World Series is where it's at. Cooperstown. We do have to count 1-1. Here's Casey batting for the Mariners. Woo! Ball 2. Went way outside. Going over the Craftsman. Count is 2-1. Pitching for the A's is Gatica. There goes the pitch. Oh, out, high and outside, but Casey did swing. 2-2. Mariners do have on gray. Casey has a white helmet on. Comes the pitch. Ooh. Down and out. The count is 3-2. If I'm Casey right here, I've been noticing the pitchers having all outside pitches, so I will, woo, and that's where she threw it at again. Strike 3. Casey heads back over to the dugout. Coming up to the plate, it's number 16, JJ, to the box. Katika's on the mound. She's also coming out of the stretch. So that's both pitchers coming out of the stretch. Ooh, she's hitting the counter. That's ball one, but it was close. If the catcher would have stuck that, he would have called that a strike probably. It is a girl, right? That's right, because that hair is long. Make sure. Got a nice little breeze. If I'm JJ, I'm trying to go to the other side of the field, what you call oppo. Strike one. Right over the outside part of the plate. The count is 1-1. And if you're just now tuning in, we're live. Southwest Mariners versus the Lubbock A's. Very important game here. Very important game in the LBK. And right now we do have the catcher, JJ, batting. And that was just a ball. The count is 2-1. We do have one out. Pitching for the Lubbock A's is Gatica. She already has a strikeout on her belt. Pitching for the Mariners is Casey, who has 2 strikeouts on his belt. Here goes the pitch. Oh, outside. The catcher has missed just about every ball for this batter out here. Catching for the A's is number 4, Miguel, like the singer. The singer. Ooh, ooh, ooh. 3-1. Here goes the pitch. Oh, outside. JJ gets walked. Let's see if they're going to have a pinch runner for him. Or is that only in high school?
That's a nice Instagram. But my freshman year, I should be like, hey man, make sure you get on. Make sure you get on. I'm ready to run. Yeah.
JJ's on first base with a walk. Batting now is number 17, Jacob. Oh, looks like he's about to get in the pickle. He's going to run back. Yeah, he attempted to steal. not quite so sure. Nah, not yet. Here goes Katika. There goes the pitch. There was a curveball. JJ hesitating. You better get back. He runs straight to the middle of first and second base and heads back every time. And I would say you got to be careful. Better be careful. There goes the pitch right over the plate. This time, he gets caught in the pickle. But the first baseman drops it, and he turns second base. He's going to third. There goes the pitch, the throw. And he misses it from third base. And what is it? Did he get hit in the booty? He got hit in the booty. He hurt. Oh, the ball hit him. The catcher tried to throw it. Threw it back to the pitcher. The pitcher threw it to first is where the first baseman missed it. And that's when JJ took it to second. Then went around it to third, but ended up getting hit by the ball. And now he's a little shaken up. DJ Lobo is going over to go talk to his son, make sure he was straight. See, I guess he should have needed a pinch runner, huh? Score right now is we got two double eggs. That means it's 0-0. And was that a strikeout from right there? That was a strikeout? Oh, the count right now is 1-2. One out. Pitcher for the A's is Katika. Or if it's Gattaca, I apologize. We have a ball right there, which is going to be 2-2. At the plate, we do have number 17, Jacob, who's the second baseman for the Southwest Mariners. There goes the pitch. Oh, hits to first base. He misses it. That brings in one run. Jordan run rounds first base. What, is he going to get a double? That's a double. Ding, ding, ding. I need some quick bites right here. Ding, 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 ding. That's a double by the three hole. Second baseman, Jacob, right there, who brings in one run. JJ with the score. And if you're just not tuning in, we're in the bottom of the first inning. Southwest Mariners versus the Lubbock A's. Mariners have on gray, I believe. They have the Seattle Mariners colors, and the Lubbock A's have white pants, yellow jerseys, and the pitcher seems to be kind of, there goes, it goes the other way again, and that was number 9Z. Oh, he rounds, he's going to get three. That brings in one run. He's going to get three. Is he going to go home with it? He's coming home. Is he going to score? Easy stand up in the field, Parker, home run. Number 9, it was a four-hole Z. Z like the alphabet Z. A, that makes the score 3-0. In the bottom of the first, pitching is Gattaca. Now coming up to the base, coming up to the plate, Spencer, number 21. I've been doing so much football lately. And doing so much football and basketball, but my first love is baseball. Yes, sir. You do. That was a ball. So that makes the count 1-0. Ooh, he was laid on that when she came with the heat. Makes the count 1-1. There's one out. Lubbock Mariners is winning 3-0. I think she's close to finding her groove. But that was low and outside. Miguel missed it. I'm sure he's getting tired of running back and forth. I used to watch Pudge Rodriguez when I was growing up. Pudge Rodriguez was my catcher. Mm-hmm. J. Texas Rangers. There was another ball. Miguel missed that one as well. But the balls are in the dirt, too. So, you know, and there's no one on base. So I completely understand. Oh, that was like that was trying to throw a curve or something. And that was number 21, Spencer, for the Mariners, who gets walked. Coming up to the plate is number 15, Colton, for the Southwest Mariners, who's a lefty. And right now he's in a fake bunt stance. Let's see if he's going to go along with it. No, he's not. Pulls it back, and it was a strike. 0-1. We have one out. Score is 3-0, Southwest Mariners. There goes a pitch. Strike. Coming out firing, you guys. Oh, catcher missed it. Miguel missed it. Fumbling with it. And that makes Spencer advance to second base with a stolen base. Gattaca's in a stretch. Here she goes again. Oh! Three straight strikes. We have a strikeout, out number two. That's the second strikeout. Two strikeouts. Coming up to the plate, we do have number four, Isaac. Here goes the pitch. Strike! Uh-oh, Colton. Attempt to steal third base, and he gets away with it. I'll make sure we have the batter right. See if that is number four. All right, we have a runner on third. We have two outs, 0-1. I'm just trying to put it in play. Put it on the ground, make a play. That was a strike again, which makes the count 0-2. If I'm Gattaca right here, I'm coming with my best pitch. I'm going to make him chase something. Don't want to throw nothing in the dirt because there's a runner on third. There goes the pitch. Strike three. And there you go. Let my wife come up in here for a little bit. There you go. That goes the end of the first inning. Yeah, come on. See what she got. End of the first inning. We're live in Lubbock, Texas. Southwest Mariners versus the Lubbock A's. Let's give a shout out to the referees and give a shout out to the coaches. Without them, this wouldn't be happening. Happen.
Hey, make sure you post those on Facebook.
I got it together.
Well, look at me. You know you did. Wrong.
I'm going to go live again. For this part of this interview.
On the mound, we do have Mason. He has two strikeouts. Mason is wearing number 7, live in Lubbock, Texas. Yes, man. Yeah, sending my wife into the press box to go Facebook Live. If you guys listen on the radio, you can go to our Facebook, which is called SOAR. Saving our athletes respectfully. Go watch the game live there. But you won't have none of this perfect this commentary, though. Mason is in the stretch. Strike! Mason comes out throwing out strikes. He has a couple strikeouts on his belt already. We have a lefty on the plate for the Lubbock A's. And that's number 5, Morales, AJ, for the Lubbock A's. Catching for the Mariners, we do got JJ on the mound. Coming out of the stretch is Mason. Here goes the pitch.
Strike.
That's going to make the count. 1-2. The wind kind of died down a little bit here in the 806. It's a nice little view, though. We have a lake behind the field. I want to see which one of these kids is going to knock it in the lake. Strike. They got a strikeout. We have a strikeout, another strikeout for Mason. Now we have DJ Lobo, the coach, heading up to the mound. Giving Mason a high five. 3-4 strikeouts for the guy already coming out of the stretch. Now it looks like we're about to have a pitching change. Coming up to the plate for A's is number 33, Infante. Infante. Julius Infante, that's your soldier? Oh, okay. What's up, man? Well, hey, I'm talking about you on the radio, man. You better come with it. Yeah. Coming on the mound, we do have JJ. We do have JJ. Yeah. Yes, we're live. Lubbock, Texas. We can hear. Live, Lubbock, Texas. Southwest Mariners versus Lubbock A's. Right now, we are having a pitching change. Right now, we have a pitching change. JJ is on the mound. Little DJ Lobo. We're right here in the LBK, man. Who y'all think is going to win that NBA championship? LeBron is down, what, 2 games? Well, you see how I say LeBron. Don't even say the Cavs. That should just be called the LeBrons. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to see. Okay. Making sure everybody can hear me clearly on the radio. Okay. Oh, you know what? You go back up there, and because now the game, I just wanted you to end it. Okay. All right, here comes JJ right here. Oh, high and outside for the A's. It's number 33, Infante. There he is. Strike. Right in the inside part of the plate. I like to call that the chicken area because that's my favorite food, and that's my favorite pitch. Right on the inside. I used to be like, man, I'm about to yank it. Yank it to third. Yank it through short. I'm trying to yank it over the fence. Then I got older, and they say go the other way with it. We have strike number 2. Right in the inside. And right now we catching for the Mariners is number 7, which is Mason. And all they did was just switch position. Switch position. Yeah. Oh. Got another ball by JJ. The count is 2-2. We do have one out. Before Mason was taken off the mound, he had approximately about 4 strikeouts. There goes JJ in the stretch. Oh, strike 3! First batter, he strikes out. Now coming to the plate, it's number 6. Avery. It looks like an A. It's a great day for some Lubbock youth baseball, man. It don't seem bad. I'm sure it's hot to them, but sitting back here, it's not too hot, not too cold. Got a nice little breeze. And it's Friday night. It's Friday night lights. And we JJ coming with this batter with a strike. The count is 0-1. Here he is again. Strike. 0-2. He's starting out. He's on fire. Looks like he might have found his groove. If you guys just tuning in, it's 3-0. The Southwest Mariners are winning. There goes a ball by JJ, and it makes the counts 1-2. You guys are now tuning in. It's the Southwest Mariners versus the Lubbock A's. The Mariners are winning 3-0. Very important game for the two. Mariners win. That will put them in third place. A's, they lose. They will end up be put in a bond. No! Strike three. Retires the inning right there. That's the end at the top of the second. And the Mariners are the home team. They seem to be dominating here early here in Lubbock, Texas. Like I said, we have a great view. We have the lake back there. I should have brought my fishing pole. But I ain't got no bait. But you can put anything on there except some steak. Hey, except some steak. Hey, except some steak. All right, yes. The score is 3-0, and yeah, we're talking about the NBA championship. LeBron versus Houston Rockets. I mean, not the Houston Rockets. The Cavaliers are playing. The Rockets are playing the Warriors, and LeBron is playing Boston. Yes, and Kyrie Irving ain't even playing, and them Celtics is looking like they the truth. I'm like, it ain't even got their supposedly best player. I guess Kyrie Irving going to get traded now. I guess he's going to get traded, I guess. Can you believe him? I mean, but it's all good. Kyrie Irving's a great player. On the mound for the Lubbock A's is Gatika, and she is a female, and she has an arm like a rocket. Thunderstruck! Coming up to the plate for the Mariners is number 10, Jason. Boom. Thunderstruck! What's up? Yeah. Yes. Shout out to the kids that's out here playing around. I remember the days coming to the ballpark with your parents. Be cool. What's up, man? You good? You doing all right? Broadcasting. Yeah, you can hear us live on Facebook. It's called SOAR. Yes, sir. All right, we have 10. Number 10, Jason's up to play. We have ball one. The sun has just finally went down, man. It's a great, like I said, it's a great day for some baseball here in the LBK. Here's Gatika right there with the pitch. Strike! Making that count 1-1.
1-1.
I'm going to kind of do stop chat for my phone. Okay. All right, it's 3-1. Gatika's on the mound in the stretch. Oh, ball four. Oh, no, they call that a strike. It's 3-2. They call that a strike. It's still free up in that JJ. I see you up there working, baby. I see you up there working. I see you, man. Home run, baby. I see you. Yeah. We have Jason at the plate right now. The count is 3-2. 0 out. He is leading off this inning. And that is a strikeout. There's another strikeout for Gatika for the Lubbock A's. Coming up to the plate for the Mariners, number 12, Will. Is it Big Willie style? Is that Will Smith? All right. Gatika's in a stretch. It's one out. There goes the pitch. High and outside. Just ball one. Goes Gatika in the stretch. Oh! He swung. Missed it. Which makes the count 1-1. The count is now 1-2. Got another strike. Oh, strike three. Gattaca sits another one down. Coming up to the, for the Mariners is number 5, B. B as in boss. Uh-oh. Time on the field. Head coach for the Lubbock A's. Looks like he's going to be making a pitching change. We have two outs. Gatica is going to third base. Boom, 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 boom. Thunderstruck. Yeah, we have another pitching change coming to the mound. As soon as I can see his number, I can let y'all know who's pitching. Just enjoy the moment. They got the Miguel over there, the Lubbock A's. Got the Tunes. Got the Tunes. Ooh, somebody got a pretty good arm right there. And that's Morales, AJ on the mound. Who has a strikeout on the day, batting, but now he's pitching. Looks like he has a chance to redeem himself. Got a nice, look, he got a nice little arm on him there. Like a matador. Miguel, that's the artist that's playing over there right now for the Lubbock A's, I mean with the music, and Miguel is actually one of my favorite artists right now, man. Gives you that R&B feel, you know. You can actually listen to it around your kids. Shout out to Miguel. If you guys are just now tuning in, the score is 3-0. Southwest Mariners versus the Lubbock A's. Starting out pitching for the Mariners was, make sure I get this right, for the Mariners, it was number 7, Mason, who has about 4 strikeouts. Who taking over for him is the catcher, who's now pitching. It's JJ, who has a couple strikeouts on his belt as well. When we are at the bottom of the second inning here in Lubbock, Texas, we got that Lakeview view. Oh! First pitch was a ball. Now we do have a strike right there. There was a swing and a miss. Catcher throwing the ball under the pitcher. Low and outside. It's going to bring up ball number 2. The count is 2-1. If I'm the batter right now, I'm just looking for my pitch. There goes Morales again. Oh. That's ball number 3. The count right now is 3-1. Here goes Morales again with the pitch. Oh, that ball was in the dirt. We have a walk on the top of the second inning. That's number 5, B, who gets walked. We don't have a batter coming up to the plate yet. I think we're back to the top of the lineup. Oh, we have numbers 7, Mason, coming to the plate. There's two outs running on anything. He started out pitching. Now here goes the ball. Oh, outside. There goes B, takes off the second. Got a stolen base on there. Yay, yay. We have B on second base. Oh, high and outside. And Mason's a big boy. I see he's trying to run. He's trying to pitch away from me. Makes me think of Sandlot. Y'all remember Sandlot? Boy, now that's the classic movie right there. Ooh! Oh, ball gets away from the catcher. Oh, he got the chance to throw the stone. Oh, but he holds on to it. Got another stolen base by B. Big The count is 3-0. Two outs. Infield is playing in a little bit. I don't know why. There goes a pitch. The count is 3-1. If I'm Mason, I'm still looking for my favorite pitch. I'm not chasing nothing. I'm not second-guessing nothing. If it's not my pitch, I'm not swinging. The count is 3-1. There goes the pitch. Oh, that was a strike. That was a little. That call was a little iffy. I wasn't swung either. Oh, low and in the inside. There goes another walk. So that's Morales comes in to pitch for the A's and walks his first two batters. Now we have runners on first and third. This is where, you know, they're trying to make it. There goes Mason, just going to steal second. All things they call time. Hey, coach, what are we doing over here? All righty. Oh, he catches it. And that was Casey, the leadoff batter, with a nice line drive to first base. But the first baseman catches it. So the score is still 3-0. It's about to be the top of the third inning. Like I said earlier, it's an important game for these two. If the Mariners win, they will be in third place. If the A's lose, they will still be, I believe, in second, but after a few other teams play, that could knock them down into a further than third place, I believe. Head coaching for the Southwest Mariners is DJ Lobo, a DJ around here in the 806. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? He's a good guy. And then the Lubbock A's. Like, hey! Oh, now they got the... Boy, let me stop. Let me like, what is this dude out here dancing for? Ah, ooh, don't you look good together? Hey. All night long. Oh, you know about that, girl. Yes, man, Southwest Lubbock Mariners versus the Lubbock A's live at Southwest Field here in Lubbock, Texas. Okay, we got that lake view. Pitching for the Southwest Mariners is the catcher, JJ. Yeah, just take some pictures for our Instagram, okay? You know, just save them for that. Like, don't post them on there. Yeah. Shout out to my lovely wife out here. Taking some pictures. Oh! JJ warming up. We have Casey playing third base. We have Mason catching now. Playing second base for the Mariners. We do have Jacob playing first base is Zeke. Number 21 is Spencer. And he's playing left field. Playing right field. Hey, it's the Southwest Mariners versus the A's. See what I y'all know about that. Oh, good pick. I see you right there with that arm, Mason. I used to play catcher my whole life all the way up until I got in high school. Then they wanted to put me in the infield. I was like, nah, I ain't trying to play shortstop. I'm trying to be a catcher. Nah, I didn't want to be a catcher no more. But now that I'm older, I feel like I should have stayed a catcher because I was fast. How many fast catchers you know? All right, back to resume play. We have ball one. Batting for the A's is number 13, Moa. There goes, foul ball. Oh, it's somebody's car. And didn't get a windshield, though. That's the only thing. You know, you almost got hit in the head, too. Did you see it? Yeah, the ball was like, woo. There goes JJ. Oh, Moa puts it in play. There goes Casey with the play. He overthrows first base. Is he going to go for two? Oh, no. Oh. toss up on the first baseman to keep that runner on first. Playing first for the Mariners is Z. Z actually has a RBI, too, as well, man. An Ender Parker home run. Yeah, get that, Jovino. Yeah. Strike.
I try to get it like this pitcher. I'm going to get it like this.
Moa still second. The catcher Mason misses the ball. There goes JJ Green. Ah! Woo! He puts it in play. Batting now is number 88. Brian for the Lubbock A's. There goes JJ with the pitch. Ooh, that was a nice change of tempo right there. The count is 0-2. JJ's now coming out the wand up now. Uh-oh. Ball gets past Mason. He got the chance to throw him out at third. Oh, Moa gets to third. That's two stolen bases for Moa. Uh-oh, looks like we have a timeout on the play. Looks like Mason's glasses might be messed up a little bit. Want to get them wiped off by the coach. I know it can get a little stuffy in their catcher's equipment. I'm trying to tell you, I used to play catcher my whole life. My whole life, baby. Baby. Oh, 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 like a matador. If you're just now tuning in, it's the Southwest Mariners, gray on gray. They have the same colors as the Seattle Mariners, and the Lubbock A's has on white pants, yellow jerseys with green numbers. Batting number right now is number 22, Hughes. But on here, it says Grant. When we cry, oh, strike three, set down another one. Shout out to JJ. Oh, catcher throws it back. JJ's back in the stretch. We have a run on third. Scores three. Oh, that is about to hit me.
Nice picture.
JJ, you coming for me, man? We have Moa on third for the Lubbock A's. Batting, we do have Lefty. Number four for the A's, which is Miguel, the leadoff batter, and he's also catching. Time on the play.
Gone.
Oh, 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 like a matador. Oh, hit him in the back of the foot. So that's going to put runners on first and third. Score is 3-0. And it is the top of the third. Yeah, I remember back in the day when I used to have to do that fake one. Third. Oh, we used to get rid of it back in the day. Oh, used to get them all the time. So he's eating his wind up now. Oh, strike! Runner takes off second base. Now he's down. We have runners on second and third. Scoring position. All he has to do is put it in play, and he will score two. But JJ has been doing a great job on the mound for the Mariners, striking out about four batters so far. Only one person that's put it in play is where he put it, hit it to the third base, Casey. Where he overthrew the first baseman. Oh! We have a ball in the dirt. Oh, what's up, man? How's it going? Doing pretty good, man. You just getting off work?
Nah, my son had baseball
practice. Oh, okay. Oh, really? Yeah. Broadcasting? Yeah. The GAME? Yeah, JJ and his wind up runners on second and third. Oh, strike! Striking him out. That was a very important out right there. Runners in scoring position for the Lubbock A's. All they have to do is put it in play. The score is 3-0. But JJ went ahead and got the strikeout. Now coming up, I believe, probably the best player on the team. She's a female. Her name is... Yeah, actually, her name is different on her jersey than it is on the thing I got. Line up. Her name is Morales. That's her name. And her name is Emily. She's the best person on the team. And I thought her name was Gatika. So I apologize on that error right there. And she's the one who's been pitching all game, got all those strikeouts, doing a great job for the Lubbock A's. But now I don't think she's going to – oh, he's walking her. That's a smart decision. Walk the best player. Now there's bases loaded out at any base. That's a great strategic move right there. But times are changing. They walked that girl. That's right. Out of gas, around the world, out of gas. See what? I'm going to call her Beyonce. So now we have bases loaded for the A's, but that's good news and bad news. Good news is they out goes any base for the Mariners. So you got to keep – the infield comes in. They got to keep the ball in front. Oh, there goes – but they have Moa on third. Throw at the first. Oh, look at first. She better get back because he can throw it.
You got it.
Look at you. Yeah, girl. Oh, who bought you them shirts and shoes? Girl, I'm scared of you. Whoa. Arizona JJ on the mound. Oh, that's going to be ball number two. And he's in a fake bunt position. And that is number 22, Grant. Strike! And Grant is the last batter on the lineup here. So bases loaded. JJ's pitching. Ooh, strike! Two straight strikes for JJ. Now the count is 2-2, two outs. Runners should be getting ready to run. Woo! That was a ball low and outside. Now, no matter what, everybody's running. Yes. Now, no matter what, everybody's running. Well, and there's two outs. Bases loaded. Full count. This is what you live for right here. This is why you practice in your backyard. You know what I'm saying? You be in the backyard, bases loaded. Two outs. I'm at the plate. What am I going to do? Well, I'm on the mound. Oh! That was close. And that brings in one runner. Now the score is 3-1. And now coming up for the A's. He's walking to the plate. That's not a good sign for the A's. Takes a deep breath. What's his number? Trying to get his number. Number 5, Morales, who's pitching there nowadays. So he's want to help himself out. He would want to put it in play somewhere. Still have bases loaded. Two outs. Now the count for Morales is 1-0. Going to get in the pickle. Now, let's go see what he's going to do. He's going to chase him all the way back to third base. When I was a kid, I used to steal home when I was a kid, boy. See, there's an art to it. You just walk and walk. Then if he don't stare you back, then you run and slide in there. Because you understand, you know, because when people panic, they throw it in the dirt. They throw it high. You know what I'm saying? Strike! He's going to get him this time. That's two strikes. The count is 1-2. Morales, who's pitching for the A's, is at the plate. He's a lefty. And there's two outs. JJ is on the mound. for the Southwest Mariners, and he's doing a great job so far. He's trying to tell him which pitch to throw. Woo! Oh, he swung! Oh, he swung! And that is out! Number three. And the catcher had missed it, and that's why it was so confusing. But J.J. gets him out of that inning right there. The score is 3-1. Southwest Mariners are leading. J.J. came in as a relief pitcher who started off pitching for the Mariners. Was number 7, Mason, who has about 4 strikeouts. We're live in Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock, Texas, where earlier today around 2 o'clock it was raining and hailing, but now it's a great day here in the LBK. And it feels good to be out here broadcasting these young kids. Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah.
It feels good to be out here broadcasting these young kids and helping their dreams come true as well. They're helping my dreams come true as well, you know. It's all about helping other people achieve success and greatness. It's how you get it done. You save all those pictures? Yeah. You want to say what's up to the radio?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all? Mm-hmm. She's doing pretty good. Oh, this is all the stuff you saved her. Hey. Coaching for the Southwest Mariners is DJ Lobo. On the mound for the Lubbock A's is AJ Morales. Morales is from Portales, right? Just trying to show y'all what Dallas is, right? Hey, that site. Hey. Catching for the A. Number 4. Coming up to the plate is the pitcher for the Mariners, J.J., leading off the inning. And it's the bottom of the third. The score is 3-1. Third was an interesting inning. The A's almost came back, had bases loaded a couple times. J.J. struck out the last batter there, and that's how we're here. Now he's batting. All righty, here goes Morales with the first pitch to the bottom of the third, which is a ball high and outside. And that win here in the LBK feels miraculous. And if you guys are tuning in, I also will be broadcasting the Lubbock Liberty Eagles tomorrow at Lubbock Christian High School. Oh, the J.J. puts it in play to the shortstop. And that is the hit for J.J. He's on first base. And I always said, if you're a pitcher and you're hitting for yourself, you know you're the main one better get a hit. Because you don't want, really know how your arm is feeling when you're on that mound. But typically, pitchers can't hit. But in Little League, usually the pitchers are usually the best hitters, too. Shout out to my homeboy, Rock. He was the pitcher and a hitter, but I was the catcher. Defense winning championships, baby. Nah. We went to the World Series when we were young, but we didn't win it. I think we got 14th in Baton Rouge. We was 14th out of I don't know how many teams. And here goes J.J. playing with the pitcher. Trying to say, yeah, trying to do this. I remember when Rookie of the Year was on base, and he would be like, me. So you got to love baseball. Baseball, they let you talk smack, too. You know what I'm saying? Woof! Oh, catcher misses it. J.J. takes second with ease. And that's A.J. on the mound there. The count is 2-0.
What was that? My back up. Amber.
A.J. Morales in the stretch. Oh, with the pitch, swing and miss. Foul tip for the Mariners with a good cut. It's number 17, Jacob. And the fields are looking great. The fields are intact. This is a good field for these kids here. Here goes Morales with the pitch. Oh, got another foul tip. Good foul tip right there. Staying alive, staying alive. It is 2-2, two balls, two strikes. Hey. What I'm doing right here, man, if I'm the pitcher, I'm coming with my best pitch. If I'm the hitter, I'm showing him he ain't getting me. Oh, he puts it in play. Hits it to the shortstop. Well, he throws it to first. Oh, first baseman misses it. There goes J.J. goes to third base. Oh, coming in for the run. It's J.J. for the Mariners. That's going to make the score 4-1. And that was Taylor with the hit. He hung in there. The count was 2-2. And he hits it to shortstop. It was a routine play, but the first baseman misses it. And now coming up to the plate, we do have Z. And he has an inside-the-park home run from earlier. There goes Morales with the pitch. Ball one, high and outside. There goes Morales with the other. Oh, he hits it to the shortstop again. While he stops it, keeps it in front. Throws it. And he is safe. Oh! There goes Taylor. He gets the third. Now he comes in home. We have another Mariner score. And Z is on second, which making that a double. And that is makes the score 5-1. Let's score 5-1. Southwest Mariners. And right now the Lubbock A's are actually ahead of them in the rankings. There goes Morales with the pitch. He's out of the stretch. His catcher misses it, and that goes make Z take third. Standing up. Stand up. Like Ludacris. Doom, doom, doom. Stand up. Boom, boom. Stand up. Boom, boom, boom. Stand up. When I move, you move. Just like that. Just like that. See how simple that is? When I move, you move. Just like that. See, do more with less, people. Do more with less. Batting right now for the Mariners is number 21, the left fielder, Spencer, who just swung and missed. Pitching for the A's is A.J. Morales. Woo! Ball a little inside, which was a ball. Makes 2-1. Just want to have some fun, you know, son. Nice little breeze. Oh, the third base and the shortstop is switching, which Emily is now playing third. Well, she's the best player on the team over there. The bases actually got loaded last inning because the coach for the Mariners, Lobo, walked her. Well, while runners are on second and third, and here comes the catcher, misses it, and here comes D coming in, sliding in like he's sliding some girl's DM, making a score 6-0. Oh, we still got him running out there. We still got him running. Here he comes. Here he goes. And that is a score. Coming in right there. Off a mistake for the A's. Number 21, Spencer. Making a score 7-1 in the bottom of the third inning. And this is the biggest inning that the Mariners has had since the first inning where we came up with 3 go-ahead runs. Now we have scored 4 unanswered runs. Right now at the plate, number 15, Colton, at the plate for the Mariners. And it's Friday Night Lights, people. It ain't just Friday Night Lights in football season. It's Friday Nights right here. Let's get with it. In the great state of Texas. In the big, great state of Texas. And I do want to send my condolences out. That happened in Santa Fe High School in Houston. 8 people were killed just trying to go to school. And condolences goes out to them. And, you know, they were once playing Little League sports, too. So condolences goes out to them. A.J. Morales is pitching for the A's and just walked. Colton, number 15 for the Mariners. Coming up to the plate for the Mariners. Is that number 4? Yeah, number 4, Isaac. You can go Facebook Live again. Oh, like a matador. Hey, oh. to do with the steal. He's up, standing up. Stand up.
Boom, 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 boom.
Stand up. Stand up. When I move, you move. Just like that. Just like that. There goes Morales again in the stretch. Oh, Isaac goes up and trying to hit that one. It's high and inside. Misses it. The count is 1-2. 1 ball and 2 strikes. We have Isaac at the plate. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here goes Morales with the pitch. Ball number 2. Which is, it is 2-2. Oh, Morales say he's going to try to check the run. Colton on second base. Morales in the stretch. The count's 2-2. No outs. Strike 3. Strike out. There's another strikeout for A.J. Morales. And that makes it 1 out. It has been a long inning for the Mariners so far. We have came up. We started the inning with 3, and now we have 7 and 1 out. And coming up to the plate right now is number 10, Jason, who ain't got no socks, game socks. It be like that sometimes. I understand. It's Morales with the pitch. Ball 1. I said a ball. I said a ball, ball, ball. I say ball 1. Ball 1. Ball 1. Hey, Morales with the pitch. Ah! It makes it 1-1. Oh, 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 like a matador. The count's 2-1 with 1 out. Ball number 3. Count's 3-1 and 1 out. Strike. That seemed to be one of his best pitches right there. Seems to be a changeup. Coach Lobo says, stay in there and get you a hit. Ball 4, and he gets his walk. That was number 10, Jason. We have time on the play. We have runners on first and second. Mason's coming up to the plate. What's up, y'all?
When I'm coming with you.
What's up? Looks like we're about to have another pitching change. So, yeah, we're live here in Lubbock, Texas. Southwest Mariners versus the Lubbock A's. Right now the score is 7-1. The Mariners is doing a great job so far. We started the bottom of the third with 3 runs, and now we're up. Score 4 runs. Yeah, baby. Now 7-1. Now we have another pitcher change. Shout out to the 2 pitchers that had just pitched for the Southwest Mariners, which is Taylor, and then, I mean, Mason. Then we also have JJ. Run in, run in, and run in, run in. Hey! 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 Ah! Woo! I ice that down. Oh, it feels good in there. What's up, man? Oh, my goodness. Step down. Ah. It was just up in the press box, and the AC going got up there feeling good in the hood. Come on. Every time we go Facebook Live, they always do a pitching chain. Let's get it started. Get in here. Oh, you really ain't got to worry about this. Yeah, no, just wait till we're live. Okay. Yeah, you know, that might be it. Let's just get the end score. Super bad. Super bad. Talking about Boosie, little Boosie, super bad.
Oh, you're talking about like Super Bad, dude. The movie.
Is that what y'all young kids watch nowadays?
I actually watched that. Superbad. I actually saw that in theaters back in the day. I believe we actually were playing against OU. That we were in Norman, Oklahoma. Yes, and we're in Bricktown. I'm actually a former Red Raider as well. Played here 05 to 08 during the glory days here at Texas Tech. But yeah, we had an away game. And that was actually my first game playing in my freshman year. Yes, I do remember that. Reggie Smith was playing for OU. We had Joe Filani. Who was our quarterback? Graham Harrell? Graham Harrell was our quarterback. Yes, sir. But yeah, that was my first time watching Superbad. That was just a little memory right there. If you guys just now tuning in, it's the Southwest Mariners versus the Lubbock A's. The Mariners are on top, 7-1. Beginning of the game, we came out strong, got three runs. And then the Lubbock A's kind of came back a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Pose for the picture. She's going to get a picture of you, bro.
Yeah.
So, Big A's, they made a little noise, but the game actually got broken wide open in the bottom of the third, in which the inning we are at right now. And the score is 7-1. And the score is 7-1. And we do just got another pitcher change for the Lubbock A's. This is going to be the third pitcher. The pitcher that just came out was A.J. Morales. Before that was the best player on the team, Miss Emily. And now we do have number 4, Miguel, who was playing catcher all game. And that was a bad pitch in the dirt. So now we have runners on second and third, and catching for the Lubbock A's now is, like I said, the best player, Miss Emily. She started out at shortstop. First, she started out pitcher. Then she got moved to shortstop. Then she got moved to third. And now she's a catcher. Boom! Whoa! Miguel with the pitch. High and outside. Making that count 2-0.
Oh, 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 like a matador.
Oh! Oh! Ball's in the dirt! Oh, and we have another score, and that's that's Colton for the Southwest Mariners, making the score 8-1.
8-1. Oh,
it's better when we win it. You know that. Oh, that was a big hat. That was a big hat by Mason. And the right in the second fielder misses it, brings in another run. Respect, that's an RBI. Coming in for the Mariners is number 10, Jason. And Mason is now on first base. He started out pitching for the Mariners, where he struck out his first two batters, walked one. The fourth hole hit the ball straight back to him. He made a dramatic play, a great play to first base. And then he came back the next inning, struck out two more batters. Then after that, JJ came in. He struck out some more batters, and he has been pitching ever since. Oh! Now we have Miguel pitching for the Lubbock A's. That's his first strike. Batting for the Mariners is number 5. B. Oh, we have a ball in the dirt, and Mason is... Mason said he gets to that base, but he said he's getting to that base, bro. He said we're getting that. Score is now 10-1. Southwest Mariners, who's on gray on gray. Lubbock A's, white pants, yellow jerseys. Oh! Green letters. Like a matador. Hey. Miguel getting ready. The count is 1-2. Woo! You can tell he kind of... Oh! I thought we was going to have that out. Because Miguel, actually, he's in the windup. And I wonder why Taylor's not running. Like I said, he changed the rules since I've been playing. Because if we see somebody in a windup, you automatically gone. You know what I'm saying? But we was all black team. We didn't care. Well, what's the rule? All right, here goes Miguel right here with the pitch. Oh, that was a good cut. There we go. He's battling. That's B. B stands for false. He got a helmet that matches his uniform, gray on gray on gray.
Man, some of these guys got batting gloves. I couldn't afford batting gloves. If I couldn't afford a glove, I'm out there with my hand. Nah, I'm playing. There's a ball by Miguel. We have a full count. Three balls, two strikes, one out, and we have a runner on second base. If I'm B right now, if I'm back, man, I ain't swinging at nothing but my favorite pitch. Oh, and that was right down the middle. Good cut. It ain't over yet. And that is a strikeout for Miguel, who's getting greeted by number 33, the first base, 33 of the first base, telling him, great job, bro. You know, that goes a long way. And here goes Mason right here. Now we have Mason. Now, have we batted around this inning? I believe so. We almost. Oh, there goes Mason. And now, who's that on third base? I thought there was Mason on third base, but Mason's at the plate. Oh, 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 like a matador. Counts 1-1, two outs. Mariners is up 10-1. Oh, he rolls with it. Uh-oh. And that's Jacob on third base. Gale on the wind up again. Oh, he rolls with it again. See, you rarely don't see people roll like that's what you're supposed to do. You got to roll with it. So if it hits you, it just kind of hit up there. But some people just try to move out the way, you know. And that's why I say when he rolling with it, that's how you know when somebody knows what they're doing. Shit, I never used to try to roll with it. Yeah. Oh, foul tip. Good swing. Good cut. Ball's right there to the left. Oh, now the count is two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on third base. This is what you live for again. What you live for again. If I'm the pitcher, I'm coming with my best pitch. If I got a heater, I'm coming with it. Oh, and if I'm the batter, I'm showing you, you can't get nothing past. Can't get nothing past me. Don't class me. Most importantly, don't trash me. 2-2-2. 2-2-2. Here it is. Oh, strike three. Right down the middle. And that's going to retire the inning right there. We are live. Southwest Mariners versus the Lubbock A's. The score is 10-1. Southwest Mariners just blew it wide open in the bottom of the third. Now we're heading to the top of the fourth. Hey. Yeah. Oh. Now they got Usher over there playing.
In the club with my homies. Trying to kick a little beer. Keep it down on the low key.
Hey. Hey. It's all about good vibes, good feelings, man. It's Friday night. Friday night lights. And I believe if they hold them here, that might be the run rule. I remember with us when I was playing, but it was like 8 after 5 or something like that. We'd be like, 8 after 5, 15 after 3 or something like that.
Jay, come get me. That's a little girl. Tell me, let's go. And I told
you. Oh, I heard myself sing the other day on video. I was like, oh, yeah, I need to stop singing. I do not.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no. Nah. I was like, nah. I don't need to do that. Yes. I believe it should be the top of the fourth. Yo, who's the fourth inning? Okay. All right, okay. If you guys are wondering what Story is, we're a broadcasting company. It was I got kicked out of a school project when I was in school back in 2010. And I ended up coming up with two nonprofit organizations. I came up with STACK, Seeking an Answer for Childhood Cancer, and I came up with Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. I got to give a shout-out to God. But you know what they say? Well, opposition brings opportunity, because my teacher took me outside of my room, went off on me,
and acting like I'm just
not nobody. I had to let her know I was a grown man. I'm 23 at the time, taking care of my family, working at a bank. You know what I'm saying? But the group was talking about, Peter never comes to the group, but I would come, but they wouldn't talk to me. You know what I'm saying? I was like, well, I guess you know how it is in a group project. I was like, oh, yeah, well, y'all got it. Well, y'all got it then. But I would show up. Yeah, but I would show up. But then they told the teacher. We want to tell the teacher. And they told the teacher. I'm glad they did because I came up with this. Opposition brings opportunity. Let's go. So it's the top of the fourth inning. Coming up to the plate, number 33, Infante. And the ceiling can't hold us, like the ceiling can't hold us. And on the mound for the Mariners, we do got Double J. He's coming. He's pitching out of the stretch. Oh, high and outside. Almost hit me right here. Now they're trying to get some chance. I haven't been hearing no chants lately. Oh, nice cut. One ball, one strike.
One ball and one strike. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's his time back there. There goes JJ with the pitch. Oh, nice cut. That's going to make the count one ball, two strikes. Better get back on that. I used to get with it. Goes JJ coming out the stretch. Oh, high and tight. Makes the count two and two. Great day here at LBK, man. The sun looks like a pinky fingernail now. The lights are shining bright here in LBK. The referees are doing a great job. Great effort by both teams. Shout out to both coaches. Shout out to the stand. And shout out to you that's listening on this radio right now. For me, live my dream. Oh, one, two, three. Strike out, Double J. And that's one out. The score is 9-1. They just had 10-1 a while ago. Now we got number 88, Ramos, attempting the bunt. Ball one. Ball one.
Hey, you want to go get our stuff?
Here goes Ramos. The count is 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. That's what we all about. Top of the fourth inning. The Mariners are the home team. The infield is playing in, and so is the outfield. Strike. Losing, man. Just knock on the door. We have another strikeout. JJ with another one. We got to tally him up and see how many strikeouts that is, baby. Baby! Oh, first pitch, JJ. He's throwing me the ball over here. One ball, no strikes. There's two outs. Oh, high and outside. It's going to make the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. We have two outs. We have number 13, Moa. In the batter's box for the A's. Are we going to have another pitcher change? Coach Lobo is up talking to the infield.
got everybody up. Ansoul, he's telling them, okay, we got two outs. We one out away from winning this game. Let's take it and let's go to the crib. Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? Hey! All right, let's resume play. Here's JJ on the mound. Two balls, no strikes. Oh, foul tips it. We're going to make the count 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Did you get my microphone? Yeah. Uh-oh, we got a volleyball on the field. What we got going on? Some basketball. Y'all remember that movie, Some Basketball? Whoa, got me up in my batting stand. Oh, there goes JJ with another pitch. Foul tip again. Makes the count. Two balls, two strikes, and we have two out. Not one, but two. Y-O-U. Two in a wagon, one a dragon. Two in a wagon, one a dragon. That's what we used to say. Oh! That was high and outside, making a count 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Here goes JJ and wind up. Oh! Hi. I got 90 seconds left on my airtime. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's really been my pleasure. These teams have been doing a great job. Right now, the Southwest Mariners is winning 9-1 against the Lubbock A's. And if the Lubbock A's were to lose this game, it's going to put them in a bad position with the Southwest Mariners. Because then if they went, they lost to the Mariners, and then if they end up neck and neck, and then they will be in a, of course, the Mariners will succeed over them. But thank you guys for tuning in. Table Nine, please respectfully broadcasting live in Lubbock, Texas against the Southwest Mariners versus the Lubbock A's. If you like your games broadcasted by me, just send me an email, soareveryday@gmail.com, or just comment on the below of this radio. And that is out. That is out number three. Out number three, and that is the ball game. Now I'm about to go Facebook Live and talk DJ Lobo. And we will holler at you guys next time. Make sure you stay true to yourself, be yourself, because everybody is taken. Go get it and stay humble. God is the man in place. Peace and love, and I'm out. Broadcasting live. Petey Pete with Saving Our Athletes Respectfully.